Hello, my name is Vernessa Pollard, and I lead the food and drug law practice at the global law firm of McDermott Will and Emery. I also co-chair our global life sciences practice. I'm a founding member and board member of MedTech Color, and I am also on the executive planning committee for our collaborative community. My pronouns are she, hers.
Hi, I'm Neda Hanafi. I am a Senior Vice President for Varonex, where I lead the regulatory strategy team to help companies of all sizes develop a least burdensome approach to get their product on the market, ensuring that they're going to have good outcomes for patients. I'm also the co-founder of MedTech Color and also sit on the executive planning committee for the MedTech Color Collaborative Community focused on diversity and inclusion in product development and clinical study design. My pronouns are she and her. I am of African descent from Sudan and grew up in the United Kingdom. Today, we're going to be answering questions from the Info Health Learning and Action community about our work, mission, and personal experiences with MedTech Color. Vanessa, can you first start by explaining what MedTech Color is and what we're trying to achieve?
MedTech Color is a 501c3 organization, a nonprofit. We've been around for about 4.5 years, and we really started with a group of executives who are all working in different areas of the medical device industry. We came together with a mission that was multifaceted. First, we wanted to create a community, a space where primarily Black and Latinx people in the medical device industry could come together and just fellowship, know each other, support each other, pour into one another, help each other meet their personal and professional goals. The second part of that mission was this very lofty, but I think achievable goal of creating 100 Black or Latinx CEOs in the next 10 years. And then the third was really starting to create a space and a platform where we could drive thought leadership, solutions, conversations around issues of health equity and issues that affect historically marginalized or underrepresented patients and populations. So, Netta, MedTech Color was founded by Black leaders and Black professionals in MedTech, including you. How does your own lived experience and your perspective shape your motivation or the work that you do?
It's strange. I don't think I noticed I was Black until I came to the US. I was young, right out of college. But I also worked at the federal government. That was actually a lot more representative than if you go into the medtech industry or if you come out into Silicon Valley. It didn't hit me as much, but it did hit me when I moved out from the East Coast and left federal government to go into industry that I was like, wow, I truly, truly am an N of one and in all these different institutions. But what's the one thing that's always consistent? You're the N of one. Right. And that's not right. And I think that's part of, you know, a huge part of what MedTech Color is driving to do. There are Black and Brown, there are Latinx, there are other people who are doing amazing work to drive innovation within their sphere of expertise that aren't necessarily Caucasian. And you just need to look beyond your own sphere. And that's part of where MedTech Color is aiming to be that destination go-to. And I know there are people that look like us out there in leadership positions or have the potential to get into really powerful leadership positions to direct decision making. And we have to create something and address this need. How about yourself, Vanessa?
I think it's much the same. I've now been practicing law. I practiced law at FDA, which I agree was a much more representative experience and environment for me. But I've also practiced in large global law firms for the bulk of my career at different stages. And I remember those incidents, for example, walking into a room and having people sort of visibly taken aback before we had, you know, all of our bios on the internet and all of the different ways that people can look you up, even though some of that existed, that I was indeed, you know, their lawyer and the person that they'd been talking to on the phone. I've had experiences of walking into conference rooms with groups of white male colleagues in my suit, mind you, and having people assume that I was there to handle catering or giving me coffee requests or asking me to open the shades. And I think that what people may not be aware of is that over time, how those experiences, regardless of your success, wear you down. For me, it's not just about having people in the room who look like me. It's about having people who can bring perspective when critical decisions are being made about hiring, about promotion, about visibility, that there isn't just one voice.
So Vanessa, why did we MedTechColor choose to be a founding collaborator for the In Full Health Initiative?
There's so much alignment between MedTechColor's mission and the mission and goals of In Full Health. And one of the key drivers was the idea of putting forth actionable, carefully thought out principles and guidelines that organizations can implement to really try to move the needle on diversity and inclusivity. We all know what the issues and the problems are, and there are lots of different organizations that are trying to solve them. But often it can be frustrating because we're all sort of talking to each other about what the issues are and wanting to drive to a solution. So what was really attractive about the In Full Health Initiative was the idea of it being very solution-oriented and very collaborative.
I think it's also extremely timely, isn't it? Health equity has become this like mainstream topic, specifically maybe over the last 2 years, right? It's understanding that the political determinants of health, the social determinants of health are all leading to what we're experiencing. It's a pandemic. It's a crisis of health inequity, and it's disproportionately impacting people of color, people of lower SES, and that's just not right. And the people who have the capabilities to do something about it need to come to the forefront. So much of our work is about connecting with historically marginalized professionals, trying to innovate and develop in the medtech world. What would be a piece of advice or encouragement that you would give them?
I think it's really important to have what one of my mentors called professional sightlines. And those are people who are doing things in their careers that you are interested in, that you're inspired by. The other thing that I think has been really important to me is having what I call and other people call a personal board of directors. And those are people who have a personal interest, investment in your development, in your well-being. And it's a cross-section of people who are way ahead of you in terms of their accomplishments. It's people at your peer level. It's even people who you may be a little senior to, but what they have in common is good advice, good perspective. What's been tremendous for me is that my personal board of directors consists of many people that are in MedTechColor and relationships that have formed from the organization.
I think that's amazing advice because so much of our work is about connecting with historically marginalized professionals who are trying to innovate and design in the MedTech world. I think also I'd add on there of like, don't be afraid to ask questions. Like my motto is, if I'm training anyone or anyone who works with me knows, there's no stupid question. In my mind, some of the basic questions can be the most insightful in terms of what solution you develop. We all need to work collectively to make sure that everyone gets healthcare. Healthcare, if you're not healthy, you don't really have a life. So it's at the core of everything. It's a human right. Health equity means your voice matters, your needs matter, when it comes to innovation and medical devices, they really have the potential to improve health outcomes.